finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
And we're back.
You're going to make people stop wanting to listen.
When did they want to start to listen?
That's true.
That's so true.
Okay.
Hey, this is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm Grace.
And we're back.
And I'm Snickers.
Snickers is not in the room. She's not allowed in the room. She's being too wild.
Yeah, she is.
I gave her some catnip.
Snickers came with us on our journey out east.
So now we live in the Berkshires
of Massachusetts.
Technically, Ashley Falls.
Home of the Pats.
Also known as Sheffield. Uh-huh. They're kind of the same thing, but it's a town and then like
it's a town and it's a village.
And a village.
Uh-huh.
It's the village of Ashley Falls in the town of Sheffield.
In the state of Massachusetts.
In the county of
the
Berkshires.
And the United States of America.
Speaking of America, Patriots Day?
It's Patriot Day.
Patriot Day. Now, Patriots Day, is that a separate thing?
That's a separate thing that we have now learned is
a Massachusetts holiday.
An official, you get paid holiday pay by the state
right.
for working. And I was always under the impression that 9/11 was now called Patriot Day. You know, we all remember. Well, maybe you don't, in which case... You're doing it
now
wrong.
Now there's a name for it. Until you
yes.
can, if you can't remember those numbers, which you can remember Patriot
Not everybody
Day.
Remembers numbers.
Yeah,
so.
You're bad with numbers.
Yeah.
You're better with words. So
I'm better with Patriots.
It's good.
And so anyway, we moved here and they said, oh, well, when we moved to the area, they said, well, I work on Patriots Day. And I'm like, oh, you work on 9/11. And that's not even a well-known name for 9/11.
Right,
I just
right.
knew that,
that
was
fairly
it.
Fairly new.
Yeah. And they said, no, it's a state holiday for this battle that happened in the state. And it's a memoriam of one of the Civil War battles that happened in Massachusetts. Even though Massachusetts, in my opinion, isn't really a pinnacle of the Civil War. To me, it's...
Right.
Well, oh, maybe it's the American Revolutionary
War. We didn't fully... It's our. We should probably
anyway,
do more research
on it. Anyway, the point is
that
it's made up, and it's not real.
It's not that it's just only in Massachusetts, but it's a holiday that people get off of work
yes,
for.
Yes, yes.
I've never heard of a state-only holiday
right.
that like everyone recognizes, but only in the state.
Right.
I wonder, we should look up if other states have something
well,
like that.
Well, my hometown had Rodeo Day.
No, but that's different.
But we were off of school for it, and then, well, that's
maybe
all
that
I'm
is
saying.
The same, but maybe that's a Florida thing. Florida gets Rodeo Day. Gets Radio Day.
Radio Day.
But only for AM radio.
That's when you stay home from school and listen to AM radio.
Come on. Welcome.
Welcome back.
So what are we doing here?
I don't know. We haven't done a podcast in like a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
but we now have a house. We own a home. And we finally got a computer and we got all our music, microphones and everything set up. And I was like, we got to bring it back.
We were really excited to do the podcast again. And we've had lots of things happen and so many things happen that we don't even know how to consolidate it and break it down. Break it down.
Stay you.
Do you think that Chris Jericho uses a drum pad in his entrance music, or do you think that he wanted to use a drum pad in his entrance music?
No, definitely not.
I think he did.
Break the walls down. So yeah, we kind of stopped watching wrestling. We did a whole episode of podcasts about wrestling.
Several,
because we were super into it.
Yes,
but I think the last thing we did is we went to the SmackDown in Denver.
My birthday a year ago,
and
almost.
Then we were like, all right, we're done for a while. It was enough.
How much of your spirit, your energy? Your spirit energy.
We put a lot of effort yeah. into that, into
yes.
wrestling.
Because, yes.
you know, look, what is it? 3 hours of Raw on Monday, 2 hours of SmackDown. Then you got pay-per-views every month.
Uh-huh.
It's too much. It's too much.
And that's not including the extracurricular conversation that you have.
Right. We got to talk about it.
And the Reddit subreddits that you spend
no,
time
trust
on.
Me, I still can't. I can't help it. I,
yep.
I still go on the internet and read about wrestling, even though I don't watch it anymore.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, I have to just kind of talk, hear people talk about it.
It's like stalking an ex that you're just like, I want to know where they
right,
are.
Right,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't want to be involved.
No,
that's too
arms
much.
Arms length, yeah.
Come on.
So no more wrestling. But
anyway, so we are here now. We live in the Berkshires, and we're really enjoying it. We've had the house for about a month and a half, and we're getting everything set up slowly. We were here for a few months. We got jobs here. We work at a hospital in town, and we road tripped here. We've saved money. I mean, the last year and
we saved money. Don't forget.
Was like save money, work overtime, save. And yes. Then we made the move. We took a road trip and took our time getting here with all our stuff and got here and looked at houses and finally found one that we really liked, put a bid on it, and now we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the short of it.
That's the short end of the short of it.
We can go into a long of it, like maybe in separate
cast.
Yeah, like we'll talk all about this or that or the other thing, including the other things. Other.
Well, we don't talk about those things anymore. Always stands for other.
Always stands for other. Okay, so you guys know all about.
Maybe they don't.
No, it's true. So we do Airbnb, and we've talked about that a little bit. And I think everyone knows about Airbnb.
Right. Shared economy is a big thing right now. Lyft, Uber,
Are the ride shares. Things, yeah. So the Airbnb is like home shares,
right,
essentially.
Home shares,
you share part of your house, either, it's an air bed and breakfast.
The air part, I'm still not sure about what that means. Is that because
I think it's in the internet? Yeah, it's up in the air.
In the air. Ah,
it's in the air because it's up in the air.
Right,
you can't see it. It's like the wind.
Right. Hypothetically, you're staying in this house. Well,
All right. So you rent out part of your house. It's Airbnb. We know about that. Then people started talking about Vrbo.
VRBO. It wasn't spoken. It was each letter was spoke was said. Yeah.
Yeah.
An acronym.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's VRBO. Yeah. And we were just like, all right, cool.
Man.
And like, we knew what it was. We know what VRBO is. We know it's an Airbnb, but I think it's like you rent a whole house. Basically, it's like you're renting the whole house, which Airbnb does as well. Anyway, it's like anything else. Like, you have several things like Uber and Lyft. So we're like, oh, VRBO is the Uber to Airbnb's Lyft. So to say. So we're like, all right, VRBO.
What does this stand for? Like,
but I'm like, oh, VRBO, virtual reality beds.
Binaural.
Other.
Other. And then.
What'd you think of?
We're like, all right,
so that's what I thought it was.
Ones,
and then you're like, why is it virtually other? Because why is it Airbnb? It's up in the air.
Yeah.
So it's like a virtual
thing. Virtual reality.
But it's not like you're virtually staying in the house. You're physically staying in the house.
Yes,
so it can't. It's not so. Anyway,
I can't remember the other ones. I wish I could. I wrote them down, but then we were like, okay, VRBO, and then we kept going through all these different ones, and O always stood for other.
Yeah, yeah, because we couldn't come up with a good O, so it was like,
I don't remember the other ones.
You can't remember a single other
one. No, only the end one.
I guess we're not gonna tell this joke.
I can't. We should move on.
All right.
So, yeah, we live in Massachusetts, and we have this house here, and we're kind of out in the country. And we had some friends over for a barbecue the other day on Labor Day, and we were all just kind of hanging out in the neighborhood. We're still kind of getting to know people, and our backyard is open to the road that's, like, open throughout the woods and the land and everything. And just very casually, in the middle of the barbecue, this untagged, unspoken for dog just walked onto our deck.
It's like a chubby yellow lab.
Golden lab, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Essentially.
With half a tail.
To give you an idea what it looked like.
Yes. Not like a Rottweiler tail, but not a full length, not a full grown like golden retriever tail. It was very
The tail was like, it was, what it was? It was like capri pants, like
three quarter inch
sleeves.
He had high waters for
a
tail.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, it's not short, it's not long. You kind of like, something's wrong here. But he wasn't mangy. He didn't look like homeless.
No. And he was polite. He was well mannered.
He was.
And he sat, and he was really cute. But he just stayed. He this dog just came up, and nobody was yelling for it. Nobody came over and looked for it at all.
No.
Throughout the entire night, he was in front of our house until morning, and then he was gone. But nothing could make him go away.
He was very nice. He waited for, like, he wanted the food. We were barbecuing. You could smell it from my eye. So I'm like, oh, he wants the food. But we didn't know, we don't know this dog. So we're not going to just give him food. So we're just petting him. And he's just laying on the deck having a good time. And
And we were all talking, and he was staring at us with his mouth hanging open and his tongue hanging out. And
he looked all
smiling,
happy.
And he's like, "I love my family.
I love my family, my new family. I just learned and owned."
He was really enjoying himself. But yeah, we were like, "What are we gonna do with this dog?"
And
we
don't have dog.
Strays wandering the neighborhood regularly. You know, that happened in Denver a lot, where we had
random dogs
just, you know, finding themselves.
We found one in our yard once, but it was a mean one.
He wasn't a nice dog. Yeah, you know, and a few other dogs in the mountains when we were driving that one time. There was the one on the side of the road,
and he was just walking around being a dog.
So, you know, but yeah, so we were like, we can't encourage this. If he's still in the house in the morning, we'll bring him to the shelter. But he was gone, and we've never seen or heard from him again. We did see a sign that was at the end of our road that said, "This is a ghost dog. Do not talk to him.
Do not talk to ghost dog.
Yeah.
He will ask for your food.
Yeah. Don't encourage him. Please let him go back to hell where he belongs.
We're trying to let him go.
Yeah.
Why would he be from hell? No, he was a good dog.
Because only ghosts are from hell.
Oh, all dogs go to heaven, though.
All dogs go to hell.
I mean, at least I know that.
All dogs go to heaven. All ghosts go to hell.
Ghosts. So then if it's a ghost dog, it stays in purgatory, which is why it's a ghost.
Right. Purgatory.
No. Purgatory if it's
would
a cat.
Be a cat.
Yeah. So we were like, all right, well, we first moved to the house. The first thing we want to do is meet the neighbors. We're like, we want to know who we're dealing with. And we also kind of want to let them know who they're dealing with.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. So we're like, oh, we want to go meet the neighbors. But it's I think 2 weeks or something when we finally had a moment.
It was a while, yeah.
Because we were just moving everything in and whatnot. So we're like, all right, what if we go over to, like, you know, somebody, knock on somebody's door.
What if we just go knock on somebody's door?
Well, we knock on the neighbor's door. And
toot, toot, toot.
Knocking on my neighbor's door. And they come up to the door and they're just like, oh, hello. Like, are you the new neighbors? And we're like, you just made the biggest fucking mistake of your life. And then that's it. That's we walk away. Why would we be the ones? Who's making the mistake here?
Didn't you voluntarily move into this house? But basically it would be like, oh, hey, you know, we're loud. We stay up at night.
On paper, we seem like nightmares to be neighbors with.
It's when you fill out those roommate questionnaire things to see if you should match up with somebody. We would be the reject pile. They'd be like, don't live with these people, please.
We're loud in general, like our voices, our laughs specifically. Like when I play music, I'm loud. I have a drum set. We're up until 6-7 in the morning every morning because we work overnight, so it just makes sense for us to keep that schedule when we're not working.
Snickers is always screaming at the top of her lungs.
Snickers isn't very loud.
No,
but just in general, we're loud. We listen to music loud, but we're not like partiers. It's
not at all. We're just bad people.
It's just our general around us is sonically. Large.
I'm not a bad person.
I'm just a loud person. Right. And honestly, that's okay. And so far, no complaints.
Because it's the quiet ones I really feel like you should worry about.
Yeah. Everyone was nice. We met a few people and they were very.
We met some of the neighbors and.
They're very happy to meet us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see though. Like we could see.
We could fuck this up.
We could make this. They had our first impression. Of course, we're being very nice and we weren't being loud at the moment.
I baked everyone cookies and I gave them cookies.
You tried to win them over.
Yes. And then now when they hear us at night, they'll say, oh, who's that? Oh, but the cookies. Okay. Yeah. And then they just have to take a bite of the cookie and remember.
Like that. Well, you know what? They do make cookies. I mean, at the very least, they could be like, maybe they have to demand. We'll be like, all right, if we're being assholes, come over and just be like, all right, well, give us some fucking cookies. Well, otherwise, we're calling the cops.
That's like what the mafia does when they pay people off to not say things.
Hold us up, but like for cookies.
Right. It's like that's how the cookie crumbles.
You're going to make us some cookies. We're going to squeal.
We're going to squeal. Ew. Ew.
Oh, dip.
I'm sorry I couldn't remember that joke. I wasn't prepared for that.
We got our transition music back. So now what do we want to talk about?
So speaking of the Berkshires, which is where we are and where we live, there's a few different colloquialisms, a few different pronunciations of the word Berkshires.
Oh, the Berkshires.
Some people say Berkshires. Some people say Berkshires.
But that's the English. They're the Berkshires.
The Berkshires.
No one calls the Berkshires around here. I've never heard anyone say it.
People mostly say Shires. people say, oh, I'm in the Shires. Like, I don't know.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yes.
To well, about a lot of these mountains. Like, I'm talking about, this is the Berkshires of Massachusetts.
You're They're, talking about the Hobbit.
There's the Berkshire area in England.
Right. But I'm talking about, like, patients that I have at the hospital. They mm-hmm. say, oh, you know, when I'm in the Shires, you know, the Shire area. And
really?
I don't, yes.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. And, well, you know, some people don't know about all these phrases that you say exist, and they don't exist for all that right, exact well. Reason. But Berkshires, Berkshires.
My dogs are barking.
Berkshires, Berkshires.
The Berkshires.
I feel like we're Americans. I feel like we should just, I extenuate all my words anyway, being Southern. So I feel like making it Berkshires, Berkshires. Shears, I feel like I really can't get behind.
Berkshires. I've heard Berkshires and yeah. then Berkshire.
Brookshields.
Brookshields. It's well known as Brookshields County, Massachusetts.
Because she's from here.
Right. Well, it's founded in, when was she famous? Like 99?
The 80s? Brookshields?
I don't know.
The 80s.
She had a show, I think.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, Brooks Shield, where she welds shields.
She. It's plural, and it ends with an S and starts with an S. Brooks Shields.
Brooks Shields. You know what? With that name, you'd have a really good show about shields. She's like, what?
I guess it depends on who you talk to, how Berkshire
comes out. I guess it depends
out.
On how you feel about Brooke Shields.
It really depends on your opinion of Brooke Shields, of how much you'll like the Berkshires.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't James Taylor famous here? Yeah, but yeah, also Brooke Shields.
But also Brooke Shields. James Taylor, right? Yeah, Norman Rockwell. Yeah, those are famous people from that area, but not as famous as Brooke Shields.
But no one can deny the notoriety of Brooke
right,
Shields in
right.
this area. Just trying to get used to the podcast thing again. Get back into the schwing of things. The schwing of things.
The schwing of things.
The schwing of things. We have lots of jokes.
There's a lot of things going on right now in the world, right? We just had a hurricane in Florida, which
yes.
you have. We have family there.
Yes, we do.
Everyone's okay.
Everyone's good. Their house is full of water. But
as far as we know, everyone we talked to in Florida, nobody got hurt. You know, everybody's
no.
like, okay, which is okay.
Yeah.
And they're all used to hurricanes, which I think mm-hmm. is the big thing. Like, everyone was prepared. So even though a lot of people didn't evacuate, like, a lot of people were just like, well, we've done that. Let us handle it.
Been there, done that.
We've been through this before. We can
right.
we can handle it. And I think, like I said, it's similar to up north when we're like, oh, we're getting a crazy blizzard, a lot of snow. Everybody's like, well, we know how to handle it. It's okay.
It would be crazy to just keep evacuating. At that point, that's why people are snowbirds. They just live in the South during the winter because there's no way you could just keep leaving. And in years when there's hurricanes like this, you can't just keep evacuating. Like, you would
right.
have to not be working. And
right, right.
And then I know you mentioned if you're retired, there's no reason to stay. But those people, they're old. I mean, they can't really drive and travel that much or live in a hotel. And, you know, like I said, my grandparents went on the East
you
Coast
can,
thinking
like
they were safer.
You take a taxi to the airport and take a flight to, like, your family's house. I feel like that is reasonable, though. If you're retired and you have no reason to stay, then get out.
If you're retired and you have no reason to live.
If you have no reason to live, then stay and stand outside.
And jump into the open ocean.
Yeah, just be like, all right, I'm done.
The welcoming arms of the deadly tide.
Yeah, stand like under a tree. I don't know. Do
That's,
whatever you want to do.
Isn't that what that movie Prince of Tides is about? That's when he...
Yeah.
He jumps into the... No.
It's actually the Prince of Tide, and he just really... it's laundry detergent.
Right.
That he just happens to own the company.
He is made of laundry.
Well, his dad owns the company. He's the king of Tide.
He's the prince.
And so he is the prince of Tide.
And that's when he becomes the king because
he kills his father.
He proves to his father that
in a hurricane.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's also starring Jeff Bridges.
And Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields. Yeah. Well, that's when the duel happens, is he has one of Brooke's
the
shields.
The duel of the Prince of the Tides.
Yeah. It's a trilogy.
The, That's so stupid.
I already have another joke in my head. I'm not going to say
it. We're done.
delete.
I'm so glad I got the drum pad back. It was missing from the last few ones because we had a different computer.
We had different computer. This does not compute. This is really why we bought the house, was to have a place to put the drum pad.
I have the drums set up. Haven't used them yet, but I've used this drum pad a ton.
Yeah.
A ton as in just now for the first time.
It's been about 10 minutes.
It's been longer than I've used the regular drums.
Yeah, that's right.
To be fair. And you know what I think I'm doing? I haven't played them, and like I wake up and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll play a little bit, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be
a drummer.
I don't know if I'm ready to break that barrier like we were talking about the neighbors. I'm like,
sound barrier.
They don't know I play drums yet. Mm. Like, I feel like they have more time for us. We have more time to ruin that ourselves. Like with our laughs and our voices. And late at night. We're already pushing it. We're up late at night.
I still think
we play music loud, like, you know, recorded music.
Yeah, right.
I also play
music.
We
play recordings of musicians audioly on our turntable.
Yeah. So I think like let's ease them into it. Like if I come in and like within the first week I'm playing drums and we're up late, like that's a little too much.
Right.
I think I'm going to introduce the drums after a little while.
Condition them a little bit. And honestly, I feel like if we start playing drums, like they might have a little bit of a hard time figuring out which direction they're coming from. And I think they might just hear it in the distance. And I think with the trees and the leaves, they'll be like, what the fuck is that? Is that?
And it's not, and we are, it is in the basement, and the basement's very, very, I wouldn't say it's soundproof, but when I play music down there and I have
very basement.
I had you go outside to like listen and you could barely hear.
Right.
So that's
speaking
good.
Of bears, we have bears in our yard.
Aww.
I know.
They're so cute.
Little trash bears.
Little trash pandas.
Mm-hmm. They live in our yard. We also have a bat.
Oh, yeah. He's
a bat
cool.
friend. And we have a bobcat that lives in our backyard.
No, we didn't see him in the backyard. He's down the road.
He's close.
He's close
friends
by.
With cornfield cat.
We have a cornfield cat. He's like mangy little cat that like walks around
the
town.
He's not mangy.
Yes, he is.
He wears a tuxedo.
No.
Yes. And
but lots of little cool little animals, and we really like having them in our yard in our little town.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
We're excited. Oh, we have lots to talk about. But
this could be just like the intro.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, we're back. And if
we're back in fucking business.
If anybody enjoys listening to our stupid jokes and stories, they can listen. And we'll
get the swing of things.
We'll get some guests on. I'm hoping to get some like, because I started talking to this record company up in North Adams, and they have a bunch of artists. And I'm planning on playing a show possibly at this little venue that's in Sheffield. And so I'm like, all right, well, as soon as we get back into like a music area, we'll kind of feel out the comedy, you know, and just start getting people from the area around here in and get them. The whole thing is we want to promote other people's art. And
that was what we were doing in Denver.
Right.
And we're kind of not as rehearsed right now. And we haven't. I mean, it has been a good year and a half, 2 years, if you really want to say it.
Yeah, probably about 2 years.
Because when we started doing Airbnb, which was in November of 2015.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead. When was it?
When? SPDS. You know what? He always makes fun of me for knowing dates and times. Like I'm Rain Man.
Yeah, well, stop talking about dates.
Stop talking about Rain Man. Oh,
stay you.
Yeah.
I just mean, we used to do that a lot, and then we kind of puttered out, but we were doing lots of other things, and now...
Not putter out! We, Blues Traveler came on, and we couldn't stop laughing at the idea of just like...
Well, I think that I'm
what
gonna
does it sound like? What's the song you thought it was?
Oh, God. Hard to say what it is I see in you. The Flipper song.
Yeah, they sound similar.
The Flipper song.
But
everyone,
I don't know.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. This is just us getting back into it. We'll have a better idea of structure back soon. We always kind of keep this a variety show. We tell our jokes, tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
When we have guests on, we like to push their product, their shows, whatever they might be doing.
Buttons, push their buttons.
We push, you know, them down hills in wheelbarrows.
To their limits.
But we try to promote other people because, you know, usually it's something that we enjoy and we try to share that with others. And we like sharing everything.
We like sharing things. and promoting things that we like. That's
that makes sense, right?
That's all I can say.
That's all I got to say about that.
Stop pushing my buttons on saying more.
Stop pushing me to say more about how I want to promote other things. And there's, you know what? There's a really cool little community of like craft stuff. There's little farms everywhere. There's mm-hmm. farm stands. There's like the markets. And
there's the yoga center and, oh, Tanglewood.
Obviously, Tanglewood.
We could
awesome.
Just segue into the John Williams joke without any structure.
We can drag some people from Tanglewood over here and talk to them.
John Williams should come here.
John
Williams.
Bet if I wonder if John Williams will come here to our home.
To our home to do our podcast.
To just hang out and tell jokes.
That only we listen to.
He seems like a funny guy.
Yeah. He is cool. A fun guy. He seems like a jokester.
He's a jokester. You could tell. He likes to
we
play
We should
pranks.
Get Yo-Yo Ma to do
Yo-Yo
our
Ma
podcast.
Would hang out with us. Yes. I think so. He's definitely a jokester.
He's the most jokester of them all.
He like puts whoopee cushions on people's chairs.
He does.
You could tell.
And everyone sits down.
He has like the fake vomit from
the little cat poop that you put on chairs. And they're like, God, Yo-Yo Ma. Like at
now
first they thought it
Yo-Yo
was funny.
Mama, like pulling really bad pranks.
And then like, and somebody goes to like open their like bass kit or something.
Yeah.
Or their violin kit and snakes pop out
of
it.
But, like,
and they're like, oh God.
And he's like in the corner like.
Laughing
like,
his ass
laughing
off.
Silently like
yeah he like somebody goes to like pull the doorknob
like, yo
somebody goes to pull the doorknob in the back room and the doorknob falls
3PO!
Off
3PO where could he be
did I peek already
all right guys I think that's it
yeah sure so we're gonna tag some videos at the end of this and I'm gonna put up the song Taking Care of Business and a song by Elvis Costello.
And you tell me if they sound
and
similar.
You're going to tell me if they sound the same because they do.
Well, it's not that songs sound the same. I know what you're saying. I get it.
Does
anyway,
it sound like it could be written and played by the same artist is what I'm trying to say.
We're happy to be back. We're going to structure it out. We have a whole bunch of jokes we've made in the last however long life has existed. And we're going to write them all down and slowly tell them over time while having a good time.
I also want to thank Brooke Shields Incorporated for...
Incorporated?
That's LLC.
The, you know what? I want to give the BSI a shout out.
Yeah.
All right.
BSI LLC for promoting and sponsoring this podcast. You're the best.
The Brooke Shields.
I hope that...
Yeah, just like...